837 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. 68 degrees, beautiful blue skies in mid-Michigan after some rain and thunderstorms earlier this morning. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line, 393-3700, and talk with Tim Cunningham, the sax man. He went to high school here, played football at Michigan State, has been playing the saxophone. I can remember at a place called Bazaar, Tim would go on stage and play, and he's played all over the world, and he'll be here this Saturday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get him over and fatten him up with some barbecue on Thursday. He's going to be playing live at the Lansing Jazz Festival on Turner Street this Saturday night. Tim, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Excuse me for getting a musician up so early. I know it's a little bit earlier back in St. Louis.
Yes, sir. Not bad, though. Only 1 hour.
All right. Now, Tim, I know you're excited to come back. You love playing Lansing. All your family and friends will come out. Tell us about the upcoming show on Saturday night.
Saturday night is, of course, the Lansing Jazz Festival. I've been there probably 3 times now since the festival started. We'll be on stage Saturday night at 9 o'clock. This is going to be recorded by the PBS show Backstage Pass. So people should get there very early, because I know I'm sure some of them will want to get, you know, as close as possible to the stage, especially with the recording happening. There are going to be several cameras that are going to be recording the show. So it should be nice, man. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about the show, and are you going to have any local musicians playing in the band?
No, my guys are coming actually from St. Louis. I have three guys coming from St. Louis. And then I have my drummer in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So he's really the only local person that'll be in the group.
And I can recall the last time you played here, your wife could barely keep up with the demand. It was packed there. There were hundreds and hundreds of people, and you had a CD out at the time, and I think she ran out of all of them. And I can imagine you're expecting that type of crowd again.
Yes, hopefully we'll have the same crowd we had a couple of years ago. That CD was Manchester Road. We'll have a brand new CD, which is entitled Reflection. So we hope to have the same results. And I'm also working on a new CD as well that'll probably be out in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're hoping for some good things this Saturday.
All right. I was reading in your bio, you had a special mentor in junior high and high school. Talk about him.
That's Mr. Amel Island. I started playing drums actually in the sixth grade, and then I moved over to the saxophone in the seventh grade. And he taught me there for 4 years, and then I'm sorry, for 3 years, and then I went on to high school, and there was another jazz band director there. And he left. Mr. Clemens took off after 1 year, my sophomore year, and Mr. Island came over to Everett High School. So I studied under him for like 5-6 years, and I followed his footsteps, and he played clarinet and saxophone. He actually played with Al Green and a bunch of other people hanging out on the road, and he introduced me to people like David Sanborn, Grover Washington Jr., which is absolutely my favorite, and some other contemporary jazz saxophonists, and that's where my career kind of took off. And he's also very much a father figure. He gave me his old Volkswagen when I was in high school. Just a great guy, great family.
All right, Tim will be playing this Saturday night in Old Town for the Jazz Festival. Tim will be talking with you again. Tell Loran I'll be in touch so we can get the details on the barbecue ironed out, and can't wait to see you.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to see you.
Okay, timcunningham.com. Thanks, Tony.
All right, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You can email us at morningshow@1320WILS. That's morningshow@1320WILS, and we'll respond to that as soon as possible. We've got the great weather forecast coming up for you, and we got some details about Michigan State football, what maybe you didn't know some good new newsy news coming up next on 1320 WILS.